Today's daf is Ksubis, daf Tzadi Ches, and we are on Tzadi Zayin Mabez. Daf 98 here in Maseches Ksubis, and we are discussing the issues of what happens when a woman does something with her Ksuba. Does that affect her other rights? That's what we did in the Mishnah yesterday. If a woman sells, we discussed in the Mishnah, how is she allowed to collect her ksuba only in Beis Din, even outside of Beis Din, if she's getting mizonos, the first Mishnah in the Parak discussed, what happens to her Maisi Adayim, and yesterday's Mishnah that we started discussing is what happened if she sells her ksuba, if she makes her ksuba into a mashkon, if she gives her ksuba the rights to someone else, all these different types of cases, and the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas Tanaim. The Mishnah quoted that the name of Reb Shimon, which the Gemara said, the first lines are really the Shita of Reb Shimon, even though it's anonymous, really it's referred to the Reb Shimon Shita, right when any of it is collected, she loses the rights to Mizonos. That's it. She's out of the Parsha being connected to the previous husband, to the state that she was in with the Tanai Ksuba. Reb Shimon says, right when some of it's collected, so then she loses it. And the Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say, as long as the some of it's left, so that is good enough to allow her to keep taking mizonos. If all of it's collected, okay, it's finished. But if it's only some of it, so then we would say she still has rights. So that was the machlokas. Now we're going to talk about the svara behind the machlokas. So the Gemara says on the fourth or fifth line of the Gemara, Lameimra, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Delo Amrina Mixas Kasef Kachal Kasef. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't say that Mixas is like the whole thing. Meaning Rabbi Shimon says that if you only have some of the ksuba left, so you don't say it as if you have the whole ksuba left. Right? You have some of the ksuba left, so it's only like some of the ksuba, and therefore you lose your mizonos. For Rabbanan Savri, Amrinan Mixas Kasef Kachal Kasef. Rabbanan say, no, you do say if you have some left, you have the ksuba left. Mixas kesef kachol kesef. So interestingly, you might have said that if the Rabbanan svara is, as long as you have some left, that's all you need. So the Gemara svara is not, no, the Gemara is saying that the svara is that you need the whole ksuba left. You need the ksuba left. But even if you only have some of the ksuba left, it's as if you have the whole ksuba left. Mixas kesef kachol kesef. That's the yesod that's needed. You need kol kesef. The question is mixas considered kol or not? That is the machlokas. Is that really true? So the Gemara says, 1 minute, ha'ifcha shaminan lehu. In a totally different context, we learned the opposite. We learned the opposite. The Pnei Yeshua here is bothered. How could we jump from the two contexts? This context is a drabanan context. We know the ksuba, the chiv ksuba might be daraisa, might be drabanan. That's what we discussed earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yud, whether ksuba daraisa or ksuba drabanan. And if you hold this drabanan, so how do we understand the language in our ksuba of the chazi lechimita oraisa? Okay, you might have to use daraisa money. Fine. But once that's true, no matter what you say about the chiv ksuba, the din of the woman having collected some of her ksuba and not being able to collect mizonos, that's for sure a drabanan. That's related to a tnai ksuba. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered. Why should it even be a stira between whatever the Rabbanan decide, or whatever the Tanaim assume the Rabbanan decided, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, and the following context, which is a totally daraisa context? So the Pnei Yeshua doesn't really have an answer that he's satisfied with. He says maybe, you know, it's the Rabbanan Kain daraisa idea, but he's really not satisfied with the answers that are suggested. But anyway, let's see what the Gemara says. So ha'if chashimin elahu. So it's the opposite. The Tanya, we learned in a brayse of ahu isha bivsu leha yikach. We know that it's a mitzvah daraisa, which we'll talk about soon. Mitzvahs asay for a kohen gadol to marry a psula, a nara psula. So what does psula mean? Does that mean a complete psula? What about a partial psula? So prat lebogeres shekalu besuleha devar Rabbi Meir. Meir says that excludes a bogeres who she is not in the full natural state of besulim, which Chazal assumed to be 12 years old. And that's it. And after that, it gets a little stretched out, gets a little, it's not the full besulim. So a Kohen Gadol would have to marry a Na'ar Bsula. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Machshirin, Beboger, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon is the key one for us. It's okay. As long as Mixas is there, it's good enough. So that's a Stira. The Rabbanan say, we sued the Rabbanan or Rabbi Meir Shita, that Mixas Psulim is not called all Psulim. And the Rabbanan here say that Miksas Ksuba is called full Ksuba, while Rabbi Shimon says in our case that Miksas Ksuba is not called full Ksuba, while Miksas Psulim is called, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Bogeris. So that is the Stira. So again, the question was asked by the Pnei Yeshua, how is it that we can compare? Even before we answer the question, there is an important line of the Ritva. The Ritva here says, the Gemara is talking about the cases of collected part of the Ksuba, not part of the Ksuba. V'im Tomer asked the Ritva, what about the other case mentioned in the Mishnah? Mishkana Ksubasa. What if she was, gave her Ksuba as a security? Nami ha'ikam miksas kesef kachal kesef de mistama lo mishkana karka ksubasa b'shavyo. So the Gemara didn't talk about mishkana ksubasa. So shall we nay, if she is mamashkein, if she gives it as a security, shouldn't that also be within the discussion of miksas kachal? The Gemara doesn't bring it up. V'nirali, says the Ritva, de kivan shehiknisa l'malve kals chus ksubasa la'osa mashkon kipiron gomor chashiv l'gabei hai. Because the malve has the rights, so it's considered piraon. He doesn't say it, but this Ritva might be the issue of the Ritva. The havamina maskona might be about how do you look at a mashkon. Whenever you give a mashkon, a woman gives them ksuba mashkon. So who owns that mashkon? I give you my watch in order to hold a security until I pay you. So whose watch is that? So officially it's mine. But there is the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, mentioned in Maseches Kiddushin and elsewhere, Bal Chov Kone Mashkon. What does that mean? Bal Chov Kone, does that just mean in the future, if you don't pay back, that he will be Kone? Is there something right now? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, about a Bal Chov Kone Mashkon. Does that mean, what type of level of Shmira does the person, does the Bal Chov have over the Mashkon? Is he like a Shomer Chinam? Is he like a Shomer Sachar? Right, is he more? So that could be the issue here, where the Ritva is asking, what about Mashkon? He's saying, the Havamina, is the Gemara relating to it? And he rejects it. But either way, it's an important language of the Ritva. But back to the Gemara. The Gemara answers, how do you get out of the Stira about Miksas Kekulo or not? So Hasan Bikroi Pligi, really, the fundamental Machlokes is over here. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Aye, what about over there? That's a machlokas, how to understand the pasuk. What's your starting point? That's the question. Hasa mikroi peliki. Rabbi Meir savar besula afilo mixas psulim. Right, Rabbi Meir would say, besula, what is, mixas is even like kulo, right, like on our case. Right, mixas ksuba is like the whole ksuba left over, and therefore, she could still collect mizonos. So mixas is afilu kemixas, right? Mixas is kukulo. That's what Rabbi Meir holds fundamentally. Besuleha ad deika kulhu besulim, but besuleha until the extra yud is as long as there has to be kol kulhu psulim, right? Has to be all the psulim there, meaning not just bagrus, which we determine is mixas. Biv suleha, the additional bays, biv suleha. So we darshan bikedarka in shalok kedarka lo. Only a bia kedarka would passel her on the Kohen Gadol, but Bia Shalok Kedarka, and the Psulim are still intact in the place where they're supposed to be, so that does not passel for the Kohen Gadol. That's Rabbi Meir, but again, the starting point is Miksas, so the question is, how to darshan the Psukim? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, Psula, Shlema Mashma. The Psula, I would have said, requires complete. Psuleha, Afilu Miksas Psulim, Psuleha takes it one notch down. Of the opposite direction. Even Miksas Psulim is good enough for the Kohen Gadol. Biv Suleha, Sheyehei Kol Psuleha Kayamin, Bein Bekedarka, Bein Shalok Kedarka. So there's a double machlokas here about the Miksas and the Biyah Shalok Kedarka. That is another machlokas that comes up in this regard. Rav Yashiv here, if you look at the Sefer, is bothered by the Psak in the two cases. The Rambam seems to paskin like the Miksas in one case and not in the other case, because the Gemara seems to be, say, they're parallel. But the Rambam somehow is machalik between the different contexts of what we paskin. Right? He paskin like the Chachamim here, which is Mashma, Miksas is Kekulo, and not over there by Kahuna. We know Miksas Kekulo is discussed in many contexts. Here it's discussed by the drabbanan of paying the ksuba, the physical quality of a female in terms of her ability to be able to marry a Kohen Gadol. Probably the most famous discussion of miksas is in terms of time. terms of time. Mixas hayom kekulo, or mixas hayom lav kekulo, right? It comes up by Shiva, right? The last day of Shiva, right? In the morning, right? Just came up. Lag ba'omer. Lag ba'omer. We say in the morning, oh, mixas hayom kekulo, you can already shave, you can already do, haircuts, whatever, one needs to do. Right, that's Big Zayim Kekula. There is a kasha, it's one of those kashas that you know there's an answer to. I mean, most kashas, you know that. But there is a, sometimes kashas a scream out for an answer. The Rabbi Yosef Engel in Nazir on Daf Hey quotes the Maharami Panu, who asks, why don't we say Big Zayim Kekula by Shabbos and Yantif? I have a very busy week coming up. I can use the extra hours. So Shabbos afternoon, I already, you know, held a mixah Shabbos. So, you know, mixah yom kekulo. That's, you know, I keep Shabbos. Why don't you say, it works for Shiva. Why doesn't it work for Shabbos? Right, that's the kasha of the Maharami Panu. And the Maharami Panu answers, the dafka b'inyane tuma va'avelus amrinan hachi, b'chdei lama'it bahem. Regarding Tum and Avelus, right, Mizyam Kekulo by an Isha Nida, by Avelus, because those are things you don't like, right, they're negatives. So that's why Mizyam Kekulo. Aval v'nyani Kedusha, v'nyani Simcha, Einzem and Anachon, v'adaraba, you don't shorten Kedusha, what do? Tosefes, min harai lahosev v'chal ha-kodesh, v'lazer romez ha-kasuv ma'alei shivuazos. That's the Mari Mipanu. Rabbi Yosef Engel does not like that. Does not like that answer, because Nazirus. Nazirus. There's Mixi of Kekula by Nazirus too. And right, sometimes we say, we'll learn in Masechet Nazir. Sometimes you could count the last day of a Nazirus for the last day and the first day of the next Nazirus. You could say Mixi of Kekula. So he doesn't like that answer, because what about Nazirus, right? So he's back to the question of Shabbos and Yontif. Rav Salvechik said, but Mixi of Kekula, you know why it doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yontif and apply to many other things? Mixi of Kekula only applies to what he called a malos. Malos, what does that mean? It means where you are counting a certain time period. Not that there is a time period that's built in automatically. You are counting a certain time period. That's Mixi Epikulo. So where does that apply? By Avelus, it's a personal counting of Shiva. By Ziva, or Nida, I should say. Right? Mixa Sayyab Kekulo. Right? That's what you say. By Tuma. Right? Dafka, and I'm reading it, Rav Schechter quotes this sheet of Rav Salvechik in Mikveh Atzon, in Simin Yud Zayin. Nir Lafianez, Dieti Dilainian Ziva Vavelos Vacherem, Einem Yomim Kfuim Beluach. They're not calendaric days. Elano Safim Heim Alaluach. Vishayachim Dafka Ladama Zebifrat. Vidafka Piyagam, the Shayach Lomer Mixa Sayyab Kekulo. Aval Bishabis Viyantif. Ma shayach lomer, mixa yev kekulo. Halo sofa yom wa dayin Shabbos, v'hu adayin yantiv l'fi aluach. Those go by calendaric days. And therefore, you don't say mixa sayom kekulo in those cases. Again, and there are many other examples of this as well, whether you say mixa yev kekulo balayla, or whether you say it, interestingly, we know mixa yev kekulo, the Shulchan Aruch says, as Shimon Shin Tzadihei in Hilchas Avelos, that you don't say mixa sayom kekulo on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh. You say it at the end of Shiva, you say at the end of Shloshim, right, the morning of, but the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't say, you need a full day, full 12 months for Inyani Avelus. So, ask the question is why not? Ask the Taz, ask the Shach, over there in Simon, Shinat Sadihei, what's the difference? They quote the Truman Sadeshen, the Dafka B'midi Detalia B'yomei, who Deshayach Din Ze B'yom Acharon. Mixas Yom Kekula applies on the last day. So if you have something that's made up of days, so then you can say Mixa Yom Kekulo, 7 days, 30 days. What's a year made of? The year's not made of, halachically, 354. The year's made of months. What's the unit that makes up 12, Yud Beis Chodesh? That's what it's called. Shloshim, Shloshim Yom. Shiva, Shiva Yomim. But Yud Beis Chodesh, what's the increment in halacha, is months. So therefore, says the Taz and the Shach, doesn't apply to months. Avelos, Yud Beis Chodesh, Tatai Bechadashim, Avsha HaChodesh, Mitzuref Humiyamim, Ach Mikol Mako, Me'achar She'ikir Adin, Lo Niskan, Betores Yomil, Betores Chadashim, you don't say, Mixas Hayom, Kekulo. So Rav Salvechik thought a different pshat, Rav Shechter quotes it here, that maybe there's a different din, that Mixas Hayom Kekulo not only has to be a din of malos, of a personal counting, but it has to be a din of there's some activity that is required for you to do during that time period. That's also an ingredient. So therefore, if you do the activity during the little amount of time, so That's considered as if you did it the whole time. So there are nihuge avelus when it comes to Shiva, when it comes to Shloshim. But when it comes to Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no positive nihugim. It's just isurim. You can't do this. You can't do that. There's no positive nihugim. So therefore, mixtape and gula wouldn't apply because it doesn't have anything to latch onto. You have to have a positive action or custom that you latch onto in order to say mixtape is kakulo. But if it's just negative, so then you wouldn't be able to have anything. That might also be a difference between a nida and a zava he goes into in terms of bedikos. Okay, but not for now. But that's the most common, commonly known mixas in halacha, mixas hayom kakulo. But here again, we're not talking about that. We're talking about mixas of something in the body or mixas of a payment kakulo, different context. Okay, second line now on top. Tzadiches hahi itza the tafsa kisa the kasba biksubasa. A certain woman. I'm sorry. Can I add one more point that I forgot to mention? The mitzvah daraisa we know of the Kohen Gadol marrying a besula. Just 2 points on that. At first is the Bali Musar point out the Kohen Gadol, the most holy person that we have, in our religion, he has a chiyuv to get married. Not to get married, to marry somebody special, but he has a chiyuv to get married. Rav Sternbach writes in Tam Vadas, right? It's the opposite of other religions. The holier you are, the less you're going to get married. The less you want to be connected to family life. We say our Kohen Gadol even has special mitzvos. Who he can marry, who he's not allowed to marry. Venira, Lefisha Matzido, Bein Komrei Ha'akum, Shem Misnazrim, Kaviyacho Mihanos, Ba'olam Hazeh, Uparshim Mitarkei Ha'olam, Ve'enonos Anoshim. And the Torah is Machbin, no, the Dafka, the Kohen Gadol, marries somebody unique, and even on Yom Kippur, he has to be married. You might say, oh, Yom Kippur, okay, no. He has to be married on Yom Kippur. Beso Zuishto. Sometimes say you get an extra wife waiting in the wings, just in case the wife drops dead Yom Kippur morning. So that's what this halacha kind of illustrates for us, this difference between what we believe and what they believe. Interesting fact, if you think about it, David HaMelech was also a very special, unique individual, and some of his most famous wives were all married earlier. Right, Avigaya was married to Naval, and Batsheva was married. Interesting, so the thing about the uniqueness of the Besula, which is demanded by the Kohen Gadol, but the father of Malchus, David HaMelech, Michal was not, right, the daughter of Shaul. But the two famous, Batsheva and Avigaya, were both previously married. Interestingly, to think about what the reason for that is, but that's in contrast to the mitzvah of Kohen Gadol, of Isha Bipsula HaYikach. One final point, and then we'll continue. We mentioned this months ago in Maseches Yevamos, Machlokes Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry two women. Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa. We know Mida Oraisa. A man can have more than one wife. The Rambam says, not a Kohen Gadol. Ve'eno nosei shtei nashim la'olam ka'achas, sheneemar Isha achas, v'lo shtayim. Right? Isha. Right, Bipsula Yikach, right, Isha from that, Isha woman, wife. And the Ravid jumps on the Rama, he's like, I thought it was just a din in Yom Kippur. He says, Lo nischavra, vizos hasvara, shlo amru mezechas yoma, daf yud gimel, ela beso amarachmana velo shnei batim. That's only Yom Kippur, but not the rest of the year. So the Ravid, unless the Rama is just telling you an Eitz HaTova, what, the Kohen Gadol's got to get divorced every year of Yom Kippur from his extra wives? That's not so nice. So it's better not to have two wives the whole year, because you might come to be married Erev Yom Kippur, and you might have to get divorced Erev Yom Kippur, right? But Adas no senesh lo listark legarish Erev Yom Kippurim elash v'chulu. So the Rambam seems to say, though, maybe it's not just Bishum Gzeira, it's a Din D'Oraisa. That's a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay. Hahi Itza, the Tafsa Kisa the Kasla v'Ksubasa. A woman took a silver goblet as payment for part of her Ksuba. The Tosfos Rid says, Mechayim, while the father, the husband, was still alive. Because we learned earlier that a woman cannot be Tofeses Metaltali after the husband dies. Metaltali the Asmi, not Mishtabdi. But when he was alive, she took it. Right? Tafsa Kisa the Chaspa, Biksubasa. Katava Mizone. And she then, even though she got this silver cup as part of her Ksuba, she wanted to still get Mizonos. Asoy l'kami derava, amar l'hu liyasmi, so he says to the Yisomim, yeah, zilu, havi l'mizonos, give her mizonos, less dechash l'ha de Rabbi Shimon. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar lo amrinan mixas kesef kachol kesef. Who said that you don't say a little bit of the ksuba left is like the whole ksuba left? We argue with that. We do say that. We say mixas kesef kachol kesef, and therefore she is still entitled to mizonos. Ask the Ritva, what's the chiddush? You have to say, oh, we don't buzz like Reb Shimon. It's a das yachid. It's a chachamim against Reb Shimon. Right, so of course, why would you have thought? So says the Ritva, creatively, our Mishnah is an anonymous Mishnah. We said, oh, it's really the Shita of Reb Shimon. But really, it's a Stam Mishnah. Right, in the first part of the last Mishnah that we just read. The Gemara is mukim it like the Shita of Reb Shimon. But that's the Havamina, says the Ritva. You might have thought that we should treat that as a Stam Mishnah because Rabbi Shimon's name is not mentioned. The Gemara was just mokim that as Rabbi Shimon Shita. Kamash Malah, no. It's not called a Stam Mishnah. Once the Gemara says it's so-and-so Shita, then that doesn't have the rules, the regular rules of Stam, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. And especially in the Braisa, we saw that Rabbi Meir argues, as the Gemara explained, so that is why the Rava had at least say that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon in this case. Shalach le Rava brei de Rava le Rav Yosef mocheres shalo bebezdin, a woman who is selling for her ksuba outside of Bezdin, mocheres shalo bebezdin, which is the sheet of the Rabbanan. Remember, yesterday we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said she could only sell in Bezdin for her ksuba. Only mizonos could be outside of Bezdin. And the Rabbanan say, no, even the ksuba she can sell outside of Bezdin. So, when she's selling outside of Bezdin, tzricha shvua, o ein tzricha shvua? Does she need to take a shvua to them? What kind of shvua? That what? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says that she didn't collect too much. She has to take a ksuba. She sells property. Maybe she got a great deal on it. She sold for more than the ksuba amount. So she has to take a shvua that she didn't sell and she didn't collect more than she was supposed to. That is Rashi. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, third wide line in Tosfos, Mibayle imashbiyin osashalo zilzala b'nachasim. Rather, she didn't deal improperly with the nechasim. Dafka, she didn't play around with it. She got the nechasim, the best deal that she could get them. So, does she have to swear? Farther up, I didn't say that she could sell it outside of Bezdin. But she does then have to swear that she acted appropriately with the nechasim. Says the Gemara, why are you asking about Shvua, which is really an outgrowth of the following issue? V'tiboy lecha hachraza. Why didn't we ask about hachraza? Meaning, does an announcement have to be made? Do signs have to be put up when a woman sells karka, try to get the best deal? We know, though, the more press there is, the more people that are be interested, and you might get a better price. So, why don't we ask that question? Because mistama, if hachraza has to be done, then it's public, and everybody knows, and the woman would not need a shvua. If achraza does not need to be done, announcing, so then a woman would need a shvua. So why don't we just ask the question about achraza, and then memela, we would know the answer to the question of shvua. So the question is, the answer is no. Amar lei, achraza lo kami boili. No, achraza is not something that I bothers us. That's not a question. Why? The Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar of Nachman, because Rabbi Nachman made the following statement: Almana sheshama laatzma, an almana that got it evaluated for herself. An almana sheshama laatzma. How herself? What does that mean? Let's mention the machlokas, but we'll see in the continuation who it fits smoother into. The Rambam takes this line kipshuto. Laatzma means beino levein atzmo. There's no one else with her. The woman decides herself. She evaluates it. She sells it. That's the Rambam. And the Pnei Yeshua says that's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi seems to say that it was done by herself. Tosfos and other Rishonim say no. Laatzma here means bezdin shel hedyotos. It means not an expert bezdin, but you know, three people that kind of know what they're doing, but not experts. That's what it means, la'atzma. But either way, what does it say? Almana sheshava la'atzma, an almana, a widow, who gets it evaluated for herself, lo asta velo klum. What she did was meaningless. It's not halachically effective. So what case was Rav Nachman talking about? That she got it estimated for herself, and it didn't have an effect. So, hey, chidami, what's the case? Ida achriz, was there an announcement made, and everybody was going to come and try to bid on it? I lost a velo klum. So why is it meaningless? There was a whole hachraza made. Mistabe, she got the best price. So why is that no good? So ela lav de lo achriz. What must Rav Nachman be talking about where there was no hachraza done? There was no hachraza done, and because she did it for herself, it's no good. If she only did it, she took it for herself. Let's say she took the land as her ksuba. She didn't sell it to somebody else. She took it for herself. That's why it's lo klum. Hala acher, masha asta. But if she would have sold it to somebody else, so that it would have been good, even though there was no achraza. So, says the Gemara, we didn't ask about achraza, because we know from the assumption, the basis of Rav Nachman's statement, it must be that you don't need achraza. So our only shaila was shvua. So the Gemara, we'll get back to that, let's just finish the line. So the Gemara said, no, lo olam da achra is really, really, achraza might have been done in that case of Rav Nachman. Might have been done. And therefore, that's why there is no raya that for sure achraza does not have to be done. If achraza was done, so why do we say it's no good? Why can't the woman take it for herself then? If achraza was done, and we know then, if achraza was done, how much the land was evaluated for, so when she keeps it for herself, it should be good. So, uda amri la, because we say to her, man shomlich. Who estimated it for you? We say to her, you can't keep it for yourself because who estimated it for you? We'll get back to that line. Right, we'll see, Baruch Hashem, in what the significance of that line. We'll see, need your Choshe Mishpat Kuf Pei Hei. We'll see in a second. Ki hai dahu, like the following case. Tahu gabra difkidu gabe kista diasme. Like a certain man, that there was a kiss of Yesomim that was given to him. Ozo Shama lanafshe barba meozuz. Right, there was the man was entrusted with a certain amount of money for Yesomim, and that man decided, well, the father owes me money, so I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep some of this property. Shama lanafshe barba meozuz. And then what happened? Iker, the kiss to the Yasmin, whatever was given, went up in value. And kam b'shisma'a. And now it's worth 600 and not 400. Also lakame drabi ami. They got in front of Rabbi Yami, who belongs to this? Amarle, man shamlach. He says again to this person, the shomer, well, you can't keep it. You took it for yourself. That doesn't work. So to hear, it doesn't work. The hilchaza, just to end off, tzricha shvua veina tzricha achraza. Achraza is not needed, but she needs a shvua. Needs a shvua to say, as Rashi and Tosva said, that she didn't take more than she was supposed to, or that she wasn't mizalzel in the nechasim. The issue here is, that's discussed by the Rishonim is, so what's the problem? What does man shamlach mean? What does that mean? And let me even throw in a very interesting ha'ara. Is it a shin or a sin? Mi shamlach or mi samlach? So the Rishonim don't make that diuk, but the Sharmas Yana Balacha suggested based on how the Rishonim deal with it. What does that line mean? So if you look in the Ritva says, Pasha mi shamlach means, if you took it for yourself, maybe you weren't so medactic. Right, how can we trust you? Right, you kept this item for yourself. Mi shamlach, right? Who estimated it for you, and who knows that you got the right amount? That's what mi shamlach means, according to the Ritva. But if you look in Rashi, and it's expanded upon by the Ritva, and the Ran, and others, Rashi says mi shamlach means, well, it never was taken out of your rishus. So how could that be called a transfer? Rashi says, man shamlach, second skinny line, mimi kabalt mechira, zu, lo mi bezdin, lo mi yesomim. Who gave your rights to do it? Who gave you the rights to do it? Not a bezdin, right? This is the issue with diak, that it's according to Rashi, like the Rambam. Nobody, not even a bezdin shel yotos, lo mi yesomim, lefichach lo yotza hakarka me rishus yesomim. The karka never left their rishus. It was all theirs. There was never a transfer. So Rashi might be focusing on just who gave you the rights, but the Ritva and the Ran are more explicit. They say, kinyanim require a kone and a makne. You can't be both. You can't wear two hats, a makne and a kone. If you're supposed to be a makne, you can't be the kone also. So therefore, when the woman comes and takes the property of the Yesomim, in order to sell, to collect her ksuba, so she has to be makne that to another, and then there'll be kone, there'll be a kone, she'll get the money. But she tries to wear both hats, that doesn't work. The language of the Ran is, umehasha minan. And you know what you learn from here? I'll expand this halacha, says the Ritva, says the Ran. I'll read it from the Ran. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. She'ein hashliach yochol liknos la'atzmo. Afilu ba'osam damim shirishua bailim lamachro. What if, you know, you're giving something to sell. by the balabayas. Could you buy it? So the Ron says, no, that doesn't work. Because there's no kinyan there. Lafisha kiva shu shaliach harehu kiyara bailim. Lafichach eno yachol lahaknos laatzmo. Sheena mecher elahot soas adavar me rishus lirishus. Vizelo yatza me rishuso. And this never left his rishus. Rabbi Malkam bailim omeid. That's a yesod gadol in the Rikva and the Ran. And it's quoted in the Choshe Mishpat. In Choshe Mishpat in Kuf Pei Hei. Sif Hei. This Ran, right here. This Ran and Rikva is quoted from our. From our Gemara, right? You think Choshe Mishpat is all in the Babas. Right here, it's quoted. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reuven Omer, ready. Reuven gives money to a shliach, and the shliach wants to buy it for himself. Not going to read the Lashon, but it's right here in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. So he is not allowed to buy it for himself. He has to do like the Bav HaBayis asks him to do. The Avne Miluim, the Ksos in Siman Lamed Vav, says you could say the same idea. Also, what happens if could a father be a shliach to accept to be makadesh his daughter? Let's say it's kiddushei katana, and a man goes over to a father and says, "I don't have any money for me. Could you take money? I'm making you a shliach." Or he gives him money, but he doesn't give him money to accept on behalf of his daughter, kiddushei katana. Right? He gives him money to be a shliach. Right, to do it. So he's the shliach l'kadesh, and he's the father who's going to be b'kabel. Says the Adam Miluim, it doesn't work, based on this run. Because you can't be the makne and the kone. You can't wear two hats. You have to wear one hat, and you're either the kone, or you're the makne. You can't do both. There is a question in Lumdis, all the achronim get into the act here. Why not? Why can't you do both? Why can't you do both? Right? Is it a problem, to use their language, is it a problem? Well, what Rav Yashiv says here, in the Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Kinyan requires a Makna and a Kona. The Maisa. Or do you say, it's not an issue of the Maisa, it's an issue of the Gavras involved. Where there's a Kinyan involved, you need the Gavra Kona and the Gavra Makna. My Nafkamina? What about Mechila? Could you be Mochel to yourself? So there might not be a Maisa Kinyan there. But there is money being, the chiyuvim, money being transferred. So you might be able to come up with a case where there's no maisa kinyan, but there is a gavra, kona, and makna. So two other points. Says the Sha'ar Misyana Balacha, maybe the machlokas here is how to read these words. Rashi says that the lashon is milashon. Rashi says, the focus is, there wasn't a bezin here who gave you permission. Right? Mi samlach. Who placed it in front of you to take it? Right? That's how he interprets, Rashi. But the Ritva and the others that say, I'm sorry, the Ritva who says, maybe you aren't medaktik, right? So that's shuma, mi shamlach. Who estimated it for you? Maybe you didn't get the right amount. But the Rashi and the other day of the Ran and the Ritva is, mi samlach, who, it didn't move. It didn't move from one place to another place. Again, this is a big topic. Just to mention one other source related, and that is the Chashukei Chemed. You would have guessed has cases related to this. Here's the case: Reuven hires a real estate broker in order to sell his property because it says here, Rachman al-Aslan, he has to have a very serious operation and he needs money for it, so he sells his property in order to get the money. After a couple of days, the broker comes and says, Ani lo motzei kone ki im echad amuchan l'gnosa. I didn't find anybody, I found one buyer that wants to buy it for $150,000. $150,000. The mocher mechoser brei, he wanted more, but in mechoser brei, he says, okay, fine. A couple of days later, he finds out that the person that he found is the broker himself. The broker himself had bought it. He didn't find the kona, but he wanted a deer and he got it. After a couple of months, the broker then went and flipped it. And $250,000. And they come to din. The seller says, the guy lied to me. What do you mean? He just didn't work hard enough. Because he wanted it, he said he couldn't find anybody, but then he worked hard and it was his. And the broker says, no, I'm an honest guy, I couldn't find anybody at the time. I looked and I looked. And now, a few months later, I found it. So that's the Shiloh. So says the Chashukei Chemed, well, let's think about it. Was the first sale still a sale at all? He gave it to him to sell to somebody else. So maybe you get into the Ron Ritva discussion here that it didn't transfer. There's no kona, there's no makna here. I gave it to you to sell. So Rav Zilberstein goes into this and says, well, what did he tell him? Did he tell him, you're my shliach to sell it? Or he said, it is lashon, im abal adira miyapes koach hametavek limkar ba'atzmo es adira la'achirim? Did he say that you should sell it? But ofan shametavek yamod kimocher b'makam bal adira tevech ikonet adira la'atzmo? So he says, three reasons why the first sale shouldn't work. Because of chashad, because of our gemara, he goes through. But then he says, here, maybe you don't get to this issue. Bal adira lo yipes koach hametavek limkar, I didn't make you a shliach to sell it, rak scharo limso kone. I just told you, find a buyer. I didn't make you a shliach to sell it for me. Right? Find a buyer for me. The kinyan mechiris batseyade, I found you a buyer. It was me. So he goes back and forth, and he's not so clear exactly what he posits in the end. At the end of the day, he quotes his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says, because the Gemara says, man shamlach, our Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes the Ran and the Ritva, Im Kain, Kol Adam HaMoser Dirasol HaMetaveach, Havi Ka'omer Lo, L'kulam Ani Rotzel Limkar Chutz Me'asher Lecha. V'im Kain Ein Metaveach Yochol L'knos La'atzmo. Especially if you didn't tell him in the first place. So Chaim Kanievsky is not into the broker. Again, it could also be a public policy issue that it could just open the door to a lot of charlatans in terms of, oh, I did my best, I looked, and it didn't work. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. So that's an important day in the Rishonim to remember for Choshen Mishpat. Says the Mishnah. Almana shayis aksubasa masayim umach rashavim mana bimasayim. An almana that has a ksuba of 200. She takes a piece of land that's worth 100, but she sells it for 200. She makes a great deal on it. Oh, shave masayim bimana. Or something that she should have gotten 200 and she got ripped off. And it's 100. This kala ksubasa, she's finished. She either got her 200 or she should have gotten her 200. So she's finished. The Gemara will ask why that is. The Yerushalmi here on the Mishnah says, isn't that Ona'a? Isn't the whole deal off? This is an Isra of Ona'a, last week's Parsha. You're not going to rip people off. More than a sixth, less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, more than a sixth. This is 100%. So the Yerushalmi is a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But Reish Lakish answers, ain't Ona'a l'karkos. There's no Ona'a when it comes to karka. Why is that? That's a good question. Are there limitations? Three-way machlokas Rishonim. What does that mean, ain't on all the karkos? Does that just mean when it's exactly a sixth, you don't have to return the sixth? Are there limits? Tosfos says it goes up to 50%. On the other Rishonim, the Rambam just says, period, ain't on all the karkos, which might mean real estate doesn't have a set value. Real estate is whatever people would pay for it. Right, that's why it goes up, it goes down, it fluctuates based on there's a lot of neighborhood, a lot of other issues. Ain't on all the karkos. So that's the Reish Lakish says, and the Ritva says our Gemara seems to be going like that shita. Keep in mind the Ramban notes in Parshas Bahar that what's the source for Onah in the Torah? The source is karka. By Steachuz in the sugyas in the Tukum and Parshas Bahar. So isn't it fascinating, says the Ramban, that we paskin in on all the karkos, but the source of Ona is by karka? Says the Ramban, you know what that teaches me? There's still an Isser de Oraisa of Ona. Even by karka. The only halach of ain Ona the karkos means there's no payment of Ona by karka. Why? Because maybe by karka there's implicit mechila. But in terms of the Avera, for sure there's an Avera, says the Ramban, when it comes to Karka. V'ani choshev ot svara, shevadai hama'ane es chavero l'das, over belav, bein b'metaltel and bein b'karkos, shebohendi berakasuv. That's what the pasuk's about. Altonu ishes achiv v'mispar shonim achara yovel. Right, talking about yovel and returning the Karka. Aval ein derech b'nei adam levatel memkara mipnei ona'amu etes kazu. Right, and that's why it says, b'chulu. But he goes into it, and here in Parachafei, Pasuk Tezvav, at the end of Ayikra, Raman says, of course, ain't on all the karkos, but they're still in Isser. Again, big topic. Viter, the Chinuch also talks about that as well. Haisa, Viter in the Mishnah. Haisa, ksubasa, mana. Umakrasha, v'mana, v'dinar, v'mana. My ksuba is 100, and I took property of yours that's worth 101, and I sold it for 100. So what do you say there? Mechra batel. There we say the whole deal is off. Why? Because she had no rights to sell 101. Her ksuba was only 100. She sold something that was worth more. So no rights to it. Afilu hi omeres achzir diner liyarshin. Even if she says, look, I'll give a diner back to the yarshin. So it'll even out. Mechra batel, it doesn't work. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, la'ola mechra kayim. No, Reb Shimon Gamliel argues. Yes, she could do that. She could give back the dinar. Sham, the only time that you have to go, the whole thing has to go back is Achitehesham Kadesha Tashire Basada, Bas Tisha Kavin, Ubagina Bas Hatikav, Ukadira Bikiva Base Rova. Unless there was in the field, had she not sold it, there was this minimum amount of field left to the Yarshim, meaning combining what they have and what she tried to sell. If it's a significant field, the Yarshim could say, well, we didn't want this to be sold. So then they have that claim. But if it's less than that, they don't have that claim, and she could just be mashlim the difference that she sold of their property. Haisa ksubasa arbameo zuz. If the ksuba was 400 zuz, what ksuba is 400 zuz? We had way back when, at the beginning of ksubas, we had the Bezin Shal Kohanim, gave the Neshe Kohanim 400. So let's say the ksuba was 400 zuz. Umachra, and she took four different properties, and she sold each one, umachra lezeba mana, lezeba mana. And the third one, b'mana, ula achron, yafe mana v'dinar b'mana, shal achron batov, shal kulan mechron kayim. Same din, but there it's four different sales. So the first three are okay, because it wasn't one big sale where we would say the whole thing is bata. Says the Gemara now, back to the first case of the Mishnah. Maishna shavim masayim b'mana. Why, if the woman takes a field that's worth 200, and she only sells it for 100, right, we say to her, your loss, you lose, your fault, to Amrila at Afsadit, and therefore, even though you only got 100, tough luck. You made a bad deal. So, Shave Mana Bemasayim Nami. Why in the other case, well, she makes a great deal. She sells 100 for 200, why can't she say, Tema Anar Vachna? I only got 100, so I made an extra 100 on the side. That's my great dealings. Why do we say there that it's as if she got it? Amr of Nachman, Amr of Ravua. Kan Shana Rebbe. This is what Rebbe tells us. Hakol Obal Hamos. Rebbe tells us that whenever a shliach gets money from a mishaleach to do a business deal, even if the shliach makes a great deal, all the profit goes to the mishaleach. Hakol Obal Hamos. Like here too, the woman is basically a shliach for the yarshim, and therefore they get it. Kidatanya, because really it's a machlokas. The price says, Hosifalo Asras Yisera, if he makes a good deal, he gets one extra than he was supposed to. Hakol L'Shliach. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Goes to the Shliach. The Shliach made the good deal, so he keeps it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Cholkin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you split it. You split it. Vatan Rabbi Yossi Omer Hakol Balamos. One second. Rabbi Yossi said, no, everything goes to the Balamos, the Mishaleach. So how can Rabbi Yossi say split it or not? Amar Rami Bar Chama lo kasha, kan bedavar sheyesh lo kitzva, kan bedavar sheyin lo kitzva. It depends if there's a set value. Let's say if the apples cost, 10 shekel a dozen, so if the person gives me 2 dozen and he gives me 20 shekel, then if I give him 10 shekel and he gives me 2 dozen, then clearly 10 is the fixed amount. That part goes back. And then what's extra? So that, we don't know. That's considered a matana. So who is he giving a matana to? So, we split it, says Rabbi Yossi. But if there's no fixed amount, it's not like all apples cost this amount, so then all of it goes to the Baal HaMos. That's the Ein Lo Kitzva, all goes to the Baal HaMos. That's Rabbi Yossi's distinction. Amar of Papa, and Rav Papa says, that's what we hold. Hilchasa, Dabar Sheish Lo Kitzva Cholkin, something that has a Kitzva Cholkin, you split it equally because you don't know who the extra goes to. Dabar She'ein Lo Kitzva HaKol HaBalamos. Somebody that doesn't have a Kitzva goes to Balamos, my Kamash Malan. So we know that. We just said that. What's the Chiddush? Shinui the Shanina, Shinui Yehu. So the Chiddush is that explanation of Rabbi Yossi is an important explanation. So, Baruch Hashem, we've come to an amazing line. We're not going to talk about now what is said, but who says it. Tosfos here. It's a collector's item, Tosfos. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Omar, on the fifth line. Tosfos quotes one of the Baalei Tosfos who asked Rabbeinu Tam a question. Who is the Baal Tosfos? What's his name? Reb Yaakov Yisrael. How many Rishonim are there with two first names? Right here, Reb Yaakov Yisrael could be the only one on record. If you look in the, how do I know? It's not me. Maybe you could do a search. But if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Gittin, where he's talking about names, and he mentions Harishon, he's talking about how many names you have to write in the get, first name, second name. He says, V'harishonim lo karu la'adam shnei shei, b'yimei chazal v'harishonim. In the days of the Chazal and Rishonim, lo karu la'adav shnei shemos klal. Nobody had two names. Kasher einenu roos, bishas, bavli, Yerushalmi, midrashim, she'ein lo chatana o amora, shehayu lo shnei shemos. Nobody had two names. V'zeshem atzinu, abba sha'ul. Eino ela shem echad sha'ul, v'abo shem toar. Right, that's like a title. Kamo, Rav, Rebbe. V'gabar Rishonim lo nimsa. Also the Rishonim. Parentheses. Zulas betosis ksubis sadiches. Except right here. It's the only one I found, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And then he quotes, V'gam b'kinuyim lo yabinayim, there wasn't kinuyim, V'gam shini shem, even when they changed the name of a sick person, they didn't add like we do, says the Aruch HaShulchan. They changed. They changed. Hayashinu shem mamish, she'achlifu shem hayashon l'shem chadosh. V'lo kinahu getzleinu shemosifin shem. V'hari betora ra'inu, gamkein shinu shemos, v'lo osafa shem. Kamo, Sarai Sarah, Avram Abraham, Hoshea Yoshua, Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an exception. You're also going to be called. But it's either or, it's not both together. Lo matzinu b'chol tanach, shekaru b'shtei shemos. Right, Yosef had a nickname. But he didn't have two. Ella, O Yaakov, O Yisrael. Vizeshel, Oka, Lagamri, Shem Yaakov, Nishik, Rosa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. So there's the line. He says, the only one I found in all of Tanakh, Medrash, Bavli, Rishalmi, is Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael. So I'm sure this, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky somewhere talks about this. And if there's anyone else out there in any Chazal, he's got it. It's fun, amazing that this is his father's name, the Stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky. But, to keep the eye out. But right here, it's in Tosfos. We're not going to be sure the answer made of time. We're not even going to go into what he asked, but that's the Shaila. Okay, Ibai Lahu. Let's finish up here. Ibai Lahu. Amarlei. Talking about a shliach doing not something that he's told to do. Zavin le liska. So a person tells a shliach, Zavin li, buy me a liska, azav a Zavin li, Kura. He goes, I'm sorry, sell. Sell, Zavin here is to sell. Sell from my fields half a kur, and he ends up selling a whole kur. He does double of what he is asked to do. Follow Zavin li kura. My, so what is that considered? Do we say, Mosif al dvaravu, v'lischa miyakani? Do we say, well, half is right and half is wrong? So the half of a kur is sold, and half is not sold. As long as, the Mefarshim say, as long as the buyer is happy with half, if he wants to do the whole thing back, fine. Odil mamavra midos dvarav ho. Or is he totally transgressing and violating what he was asked to do? Voliskanami lokani. And the whole thing's out the window. And the whole thing is no good. He didn't do. He don't say he added, but he didn't do what he was told to do. Amar Rav Yaakov min Arpakon mishpeit the Ravina tashma. Well, let's quote, let's talk about it from a Mishnah in Me'ilah. Amar balabayis l'shlucho. A balabayis tells his shliach. Tein lohen chaticha l'archin. They don't realize that it's a piece of carbon. They're going to violate Me'ilah. The Balabayas tells the Shliach, here, give my guest a piece of meat. V'hu omer tlu shlayim. And the Shliach says to the guest, take two pieces of meat. V'heinot tlu shalosh. And they take three pieces of meat. So what's the halacha says? The Mishnah Kulan Ma'alu, they all violated Me'ilah. Because they all went above and beyond. They did all violate it with one of the pieces of meat. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. E amet bishlama mosif al dvarav havei. If you say when a shliach does extra, he's just adding on, but the original shlichus is still intact. Misham hachi balabayis ma'al. That's why the balabayis here is ma'al on piece number one. Because what he said to do was done. Eloi amet maver al dvarav havei. But if you say when the shliach does extra, he totally ruins and did not fulfill anything he was told to do, then the balabayis should be out of the picture here. Balabayis amai ma'al. He shouldn't violate Vatnan. We learned in the Mishnah, Hashliach Shasa Shlichuso, if the Shliach does the Shlichus, Balabayis Ma'al. If he did what he was supposed to do, the Balabayis Ma'al, why? Because this is one of the exceptions to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. This is one of the three where we say Yei Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Lo Asa Shlichuso, if he didn't do a Shlichus, Shliach Ma'al. Question mark. So isn't this a Raya that it's Mosif and not Ma'avir? Because the Balabayis is Ma'al. Answer no. Hachamayaskinon. Maybe here we're talking about the following case. The Amar Lahu, the Shliach himself says, Tzlu achas midaito shabalabayas. One of these is what the Balabayas said. The achas midaitia. One of them I'm adding on. So there he separated what his did. That's why. Vishlach lewinu tlas. And they took three. And they took three. So, and Tosfos on the bottom says, well, did they have to specify also? We're taking a second one from you, and we're taking one on our own? Or do they say, well, we're taking both together, because then they would be Mavir also, and the Shliach would be out of the picture. So Tosfos has 2 days there on the bottom. They're not shlichim. So they might not ruin anything. They're just being given it. So that is the discussion here of the shliach she'asa shlichusa. Okay, we'll have to start by the Shema tomorrow's daf, relating to Ein Shliach Devar Aveira, very famous comment of the Rambam. We'll make it famous. Where the Rambam writes, there's only one exception to the rule of Shlichus Devar Aveira, and that's Me'ila. That's our case. The problem is, the Gemara in Kiddushin has 3 exceptions to the rule, not just one. So why did the Rambam say one if he knows the Gemara that there are really 3? Okay, we'll have to start with that by the Shem, and we'll continue when we get to Ksubis 99 in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.